We're getting, what, $4.5 billion from the federal government. We have $586,000 more because of the Economic Forum. So we're sitting pretty right now. And for the life of me, I just don't know why they still want to talk taxes, 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 more of your taxpayer dollars. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. It is Cinco de Mayo. Are you already partying? I'll be partying about 6:01. Yeah. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. You're listening to AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A federal judge strikes down the CDC's eviction moratorium.
A judge on the U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia has ruled the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention exceeded its authority when it imposed a federal eviction moratorium last year. The Justice Department says it will appeal the ruling, meaning the eviction ban stays in place for now. In March, the ban was extended through the end of June. Proponents of the moratorium argued that evicted individuals and families might have to move into shelters or shared living conditions, which could further spread COVID-19. Opponents of the moratorium included the National Association of Realtors. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A ruling by Facebook's oversight board means former President Trump's account will remain suspended. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
It's the kind of ruling former President Trump and his supporters have come to expect from social media platforms perceived as biased against conservative and Republican viewpoints and against the former president himself. Facebook originally suspended Mr. Trump's account over comments he made regarding the January 6th Capitol riot. In issuing its ruling, the oversight board declares Mr. Trump's concerns about possible voter fraud to be unfounded and says his claims, quote, created an environment where a serious risk of violence was possible. Bob Agnew reporting.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Ukraine for a one-day visit that's highly anticipated in the country as it faces heightened tensions with Russia. The top American diplomat arrived late Wednesday. He's to meet with President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday. The Ukrainian leader has said he wants to hear strong signals from the United States supporting Ukraine's desire to join the NATO military alliance. Ukraine is also expected to push for more military aid from the U.S. amid rising hostilities from Russian-backed separatist rebels in the eastern part of the country. On Wall Street, the Dow by 97 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Mother's Day is almost here, so send Mom exactly what she craves, the mouthwatering Let's Go Grill package. Visit omahasteaks.com and enter keyword cookout in the search bar to order today. This package includes our signature butcher-cut filet mignons, apple tartlets, and so much more. Plus, you'll get the tasty bonus of 12 ultra-juicy Omaha Steaks burgers free, and your first order is $20 off. The Let's Go Grill package is going fast, so don't wait. Order now at omahasteaks.com, keyword cookout.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison & Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison & Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. The state has $586 million more to spend. The Nevada Economic Forum reports state tax revenues for the next 2 years will be much higher than forecast in December, thanks to a robust rebound due to vaccinations and federal stimulus money. The found money means state lawmakers will have nearly $9.1 billion to work with over the next 2 years. That's about $400 million more than the governor's proposed budget back in January. Almost one-third of Nevadans who are behind on their second COVID-19 vaccine are more than 6 weeks overdue. State health officials say more than 122,000 Nevadans are more than 4 days past their second scheduled shot, with more than 31% overdue 6 weeks or longer. The just-released numbers show the 70-plus age group has the highest percentage of those missing the second dose at more than 23%. MGM Resorts has resubmitted plans for the Raiders tailgate events at the Luxor, which the Clark County Commission is going to be considering in tonight's meeting. Plans call for a 130,000-square-foot parking lot on the southeast corner of the Luxor to host a temporary outdoor event and structures. Fans would then walk over the Hacienda Bridge to the stadium.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic
is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Watch for a crash. Interstate 15 northbound at Spring Mountain. The right lane is blocked in that one. Also reduced speeds, 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange. We're also getting backups on that transition ramp. Those merging from 15 north over to 515 east, and congestion 215 west at Tenaya.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Don't forget, this hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. Let's take you live now to Carson City, where Heidi Kasama is representing District 2. The fine assemblywoman joins us from time to time. I tell you, yesterday you had some really good news from the Economic Forum. The problem is nobody knows who the Economic Forum is and what it does. Explain why it's so important, what they came up with yesterday.
So what is wonderful with the, and it really is great news for our state, the Economic Forum was established back in 1993 by the legislative session, and it is appointed by the governor. It's five people that are very astute with economic, you know, forecasts, the industries, the climate, and so they have been tasked with helping to prepare the numbers for, you know, what is going on that is coming up with the projections for the next couple of years. And what is really great is that you're absolutely correct. From the December forecast that they originally had, yesterday they met and they revised for the next biennium, that would be for the next two-year cycle starting July 1st, they increased their forecast by $586 million, which is fantastic. Good thing for us. And then for our current year that will be ending June 30th of 2021, they upgraded that forecast by $324 million. So that brings us to almost $910 million through the remainder of this year and the next year's coming increase in their forecast, which is close to $1 billion. So that is really good news for the state. That means, as we know, that we start to see things coming back. We see a lot of help wanted signs out there all over the place. A lot of we see on the news, you know, the casinos are having job fairs on the weekends and days, and they're having multiple days of those trying to hire the people they need because the demand is coming back. So that's a great thing for our state. It's good news to see these numbers being revised up.
Again, Heidi Kasama joining us, Assemblywoman District 2. Even during the pandemic, though, and I know that I've been a big, big critic of the governor and of the state, but you have, as a government, done a lot of really good stuff for small businesses during the pandemic. Can you outline just a little bit of what you folks have been up to?
Well, and one of the reasons I wanted to talk about that, because, you know, it fits in the big picture of where are we going to prioritize these monies, that, you know, we're glad to see the economic forecast going up. But, you know, there have been opportunities for businesses to look for funding and grants to help them during this time. We have the SBA, the Economic Injury Disaster Loan, that was giving working capital loans of up to $2 million. That has continued in place. We have grants, emergency economic injury grants. That's up to $10,000 for small businesses. And I know a lot of people that have taken advantage of these loans, which has been great. You got the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPE. Many people took advantage of that, as well as independent contractors. And then we had the Small Business Debt Relief Program that also gave microloans to the businesses. So there's been good choices out there. I was just visiting with some other people where they said they had actually paid somebody to help them with these loans. You don't have to pay anybody with these loans. Just call your banker. They're all aware of these loans. They're still out there. And so it's a great opportunity for people. You don't need to pay. Please, you know, just call your banker. They can help you with these. And then we also have Assembly Bill 106 was passed in the Assembly, and that is a program that makes available from State of Nevada up to $50 million that's available for small businesses. So that's another great program that we have that has not passed as legislation yet, but it got out of the first house. So, you know, there's a lot of opportunities and things we're looking at there to help these small businesses because we need to. You know, especially the restaurant business, you know, many businesses, but I know the restaurant business, you know, if they tried to keep their doors open and we kept having these fluctuating occupancy rates, it's 35%, it's 40%, it's 50%, how can you plan? How can you bring people in? You can't make money on a 50% occupancy. And so my heart really goes out to a lot of these people that have tried to stay open during this time, try to keep their people employed, you know, be inventive with pickup foods outside, and they were sit-down restaurant, and so we really need to support those businesses. I'm so glad to see that, you know, we'll be going back to 100% occupancy June 1st, which is great.
Let me ask you, you know, the question I get asked more than anything by people just on the street, people that you run into, and that is, what about the mask? When are we finally going to get rid of the mask? When can we have a big mask burning at a T-Mobile Arena or something like that? When are we going to be able to do that?
I think we should get rid of the mask now. I don't think we need the mask now. I think we should be getting rid of them. We have great progress with you know, the vaccinations, it's out there. And also, you know, we talk about the, they call it like the herd progression of a disease or a virus, so, you know, where it goes through the population, and unfortunately it attacks those people that, for some reason, it can with those people, and other people are close to people that have it and they don't catch it. Why is that? Because it's a virus, you know, it's a very aggressive virus. We've had people that have lost their lives, which is terrible. But now we're at that point that, I mean, down in Texas, they don't have it. I don't think their numbers are going up. You know, as a matter of fact, I just hung up the phone with one of my clients, and he's like, I've been there to shows, theater, bars, walking around. Nobody's wearing a mask. And I think we should be the same way.
I agree with you completely. I know that we've got some deadlines coming up. We've had deadlines that have come and gone. But we've got, I guess, our next one is next Friday?
Yes, so coming up now, next Friday, May 14th, that is the second committee passage deadline. So what that means is if we had a bill that passed in the Assembly, and then we send it over to the Senate, and that means by the 14th, they have to get it out of, they have to vote on it on their floor and get it passed. And vice versa, the Senate had their deadline, now they've sent it over to us, and we have to look at that bill, vote on it, and get that approved and sent off the floor. So that is a very important deadline coming up on the 14th. There are some bills that are exempt that go to Ways and Means because they kind of sit there to wait to see if there's funding for them. Now they're going to start working on all of those because we've gotten our update from the Economic Forum. And so now they're going to start pulling those bills, looking at those. And to get all of those bills completed, we have until May 21st. But the big push will be this next Friday coming up on the 14th.
You know, you talked about all of the money that's going to be coming in from the federal government, the estimate by the Economic Forum. How do you want to spend that money? Is there a priority list for Heidi Kassama?
You know, I think my first priority list is health. We've certainly gone through this pandemic now. We've seen how devastating it has been to our economy. We've had cuts to our Medicaid programs. Doctors aren't even getting, you know, reimbursed for enough for their services. And, you know, what happens, and, you know, I think people have to look at the big picture. If the doctors get paid too little and we cut down their reimbursement rates, the doctors leave. We already have a medical desert here. I've talked about my bill, Assembly Bill 408, multiple times. But people leave the state. If they don't get enough to just operate and earn a decent living, they're going to leave the state. And so we have to bring back, those programs for health. I think that's critically important. We are right now, you know, reviewing funding for the schools, and we have to make sure, I'm not a proponent of spending more money at the schools, but we cut back the schools. I don't want to see them getting more. I want to see them wisely spending their number, spending their budgets, but we have to, we have to make sure and get the funding done for them, you know, where we've been, at least, because we did have cutbacks. So I think health and education are the two priorities that I see. I mean, there's plenty more, but those would be my priorities for, bringing back funding to those services.
Again, Heidi Kassama joining us, Assemblywoman from District 2. I'm curious, as a freshman, your impressions of this 120-day session. We are now into week 14. And I'm just curious what you think, because a lot of people were very critical early on at the somewhat slow pace of the session. What about from your perspective?
Well, a lobbyist told me that. He said we could shorten the session to 12 days, and no one would do anything for the first 10 days.
Oh, God. Is it that bad? Wow.
I'm... you know, my background is a business owner, so I don't understand why we just, each committee, okay, you hear five bills every day, get them voted on. If you get them voted out of committee, it goes there, then we go to the Senate, and you hear five bills a day, and, you know, like, now I just found out from a committee I have on Friday, I have eight bills to hear, and, you know, we heard two today in the same committee. So you're like, what? Why don't we balance that out a little bit? Because then we have these very long, incredible days and evenings, and I'm up here to serve, and I'm going to do that. But to me, it just seems like some of this could certainly have been better organized, better planned, more direction, I think, from the leadership as to what the expectation is of each committee, their timeline to get things out. I'm a little bewildered that is being done, I guess, would be my short answer.
I'm just curious, though. Do you find that there is more conversation as we get later into the session? Do you get a sense that we there's a little more bargaining going on, or at least they're talking to you on the other side of the aisle?
I think the only reason that I get a sense, because we talked about last time I was on the show where they only heard 20% of the Republican bills, it has been the lowest percentage of Republican bills heard in the Assembly that I think has been tracked in the last five sessions.
Wow.
So, that's outrageous. I mean, all of our bills aren't bad. Come on. I mean, you know, only hearing 20%. A lot of us have really good bills. And so I think that's a statement of leadership. Again, I think that is outrageous. Are they talking to us? I think the reason the Democrats are talking to us now is because we're finally out of the super minority and we are in the minority in the Assembly, which means there's only two-thirds votes required, meaning what that means is if there is an increase or a decrease in revenues because of a bill, that requires a two-thirds vote. And now we have enough Republicans in the Assembly that we can block any of those. And some of those are good, but yes, we can use those as a bargaining chip, because if you're only going to hear 20% of our bills, then you know what? We're not going to vote on any of those bills unless you hear a few more of ours. And so we, you know, and that's what you have to do. And unfortunately, I'm finding out, you know, you just want to, and I am working across the island, and there's a lot of good Democrats I've been working with that have good bills. But it's unfortunate that you just can't find the good bills, work together, and get them passed, and that we have to do some of these things. But I guess that's why it's politics.
I've got to ask you, because they had the hearing yesterday, SB 420, and it is the Canizero Care is what it's being dubbed, and it's a health care bill that includes a public option. Is it going anywhere? I know they had a hearing yesterday, and the hospitals and the doctors' associations were all talking against it. Is there enough support for that bill?
I hope there is not. There is a lot of opposition to it, because what you're doing, and so what you're doing is, if you hire insurance companies that provide Medicaid to the state, you're telling that same insurance provider, okay, here, now I want you to do another insurance program, and I'm going to tell you what the rates are. And you can't. And I was talking to one of the healthcare lobbyists. I was talking to them, and I go, they're dictating the rates, which means it's so low that, again, we're just going to have hospitals and doctors that just raise it. You can only drive it down so far, and then nobody will do it. So it sounds good where it says public choice or public option, but there's not going to be any doctors to service you. And
yeah.
So you cannot, you know, you can't just ram it down to the hospitals and doctors with this is how you're going to do it. So, like I said, it sounds good, but, you know, we have to open it up to more providers in the state and bring more doctors in. That's how we're going to have more choice.
We have to
get rid of some of these regulations. There's too much, and that costs too much money. So we have to get rid of that and bring more people in, so we do have more public choice, but we can't force it by dictating how a company is going to be run.
And by the way, you're a mom, aren't you?
I am, yes.
So your day is coming up Sunday. Are they going to make you work on Sunday?
They better not, but I understand they keep inviting people over to the house. I'm like, well, then all of you are going to be cooking more.
Oh, God. Well, hey, I hope you have a happy Mother's Day and enjoy time. You're going to get a chance to come home?
Yes, I am. I think we're barbecuing in the backyard. I still might make pies. I like to cook. I still might throw in some pies, some homemade pies.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, hey, Heidi, you have yourself a great Mother's Day. Enjoy a couple of days off and then back at it on Monday up in Carson City. Thanks so much for joining us and spending some time with us. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Always great. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Heidi Kasamba, Assemblywoman, District 2. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
As I predicted, they are asking for a new trial in the Derek Chauvin case. Can't blame them. We're going to go live to Minneapolis to get reaction.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
The summer is almost here, and so is the Las Vegas heat. Are you ready for summer? Most importantly, is your air conditioner ready? Home Air Conditioning, locally owned and operated in the Las Vegas Valley, can save you money and keep you cool all summer. Schedule your $59 maintenance and safety inspection to keep your AC running all summer long. Call Danny at 702-878-8367 to schedule your appointment today. Turn to the experts at Home Air Conditioning, license number 51994.
Afraid that price for your new air conditioning unit was too high? Afraid that repair price on your AC unit was too much? Sticker shock.
Home Air Conditioning, your cure for sticker shock. Call Home Air Conditioning for free second pricing on your new air conditioning unit or AC repair. Home Air Conditioning voted the friendliest AC company in the valley. Call Danny for your free second pricing. 702-878-8367. Online at homeairlv.com. License number 51994.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Well, you now know that Facebook is going to keep the former president, Donald J. Trump, in the sin bin, so to speak, to borrow a hockey term, for another 6 months. Mark Meadows is the former chief of staff for President